It's 10 minutes now to 8 o'clock. We've been reporting all morning that the 2020 APSA Cape Epic has been cancelled. Joining me on the line is founder of the Cape Epic, Kevin Vermaak. Kevin, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
I'll start with you as I did with Billy Domingo earlier this hour. It must have been a very difficult meeting and a very difficult decision to come to yesterday.
Yeah, you know, in a sense, the decision was taken out of our hands, so it was what it was. And we've been preparing for this, in a sense, for weeks and weeks and weeks. I mean, it's over a month ago when it started, but obviously as little as, you know, little as 8 days ago, the Western Cape was, it was publicly announced open for business, no cases in South Africa, and, you know, everyone was encouraged to go ahead. And it's amazing how quickly things worldwide turn, and obviously when you get the sort of advice, the decision is taken out of your hands.
What were some of those contributing factors, Kevin? You said the decision was taken out of your hands, but what was it about the, I suppose, conditions, the dynamic we find ourselves in that ultimately made you and the leadership of APSA Cape Epic decide not this year?
So there's obviously my personal opinion, and then there's the fact that, you know, we've been communicating with all our stakeholders literally every day for the last 10 days. And in every sense, we're always deferring to the guidelines offered by Department of Health and the Western Cape government. And, you know, probably it was at like 6 p.m. last night where we got the official notice from the Western Cape government saying that, you know, we'd be ill-advised to go on with the event. So that was the trigger. But there's a host of factors from, you know, the fact that it's a, and this is just the, like the human side of it. You know, even if the participants are largely healthy young men and women, you know, in a very good fit shape, and if you look at the global statistics, maybe they aren't necessarily the individuals most at risk. But this is actually not about just us. This is about the effect of the Western Cape and South Africa. And, you know, if this decision saved just one, you know, 60-year-old volunteer that's at the race, or saved the mother or the grandfather of me, or, you know, another participant at the race, then, you know, this is a sort of human factor that comes in, that this is absolutely the right decision. Obviously, it's very difficult for athletes that have literally traveled from over the world. I mean, it starts like, you know, to finish the Epic is no mean feat. So the guys, you know, they're starting like nine months ago to train. For some of them, it's a, you know, it's a goal that stretches back years. And they've arrived in South Africa, and they get this news. So it's obviously tough to deal with. But the reality is that I think, you know, this is the right cause for humanity.
And how have the cyclists received the news?
Yeah, in general, positive, because when I say positive, in a sense that they've kind of deep down know it's the right thing to do, and, you know, you've got to deal with the immediate frustrations. But I think, you know, it's particularly as time goes on, I think that it'll sink in that the absolute right decision was made. And what I can say is that the stakeholders with whom we've been in contact with, constant contact with, you know, it was absolute support that, you know, a tough decision. Because, I mean, it's not only us. I mean, it's like we worked for 18 months for this. I mean, if you drive past UCT today, you can see a little mini city set up. And there's similar mini cities set up, you know, in four venues across the Western Cape, which has taken 2 weeks to build, let alone a year to plan. So, yeah, there's a lot of stakeholders involved that are incredibly sad and disappointed, and but generally the feeling deep down is that we've made the right, well, that we've done the right thing at the moment.
I suppose the logistical nightmare then of having to deal with the contracts that you'd added into in terms of service providers and vendors for the duration of the 2020 Cape Epic aside, what happens next?
So obviously our athletes that have come around from around the world in Cape at the moment are most important. I mean, just to paint a picture, I mean, some people started their flights, you know, before we made the announcement last night, so they've arrived in Joburg or Cape Town this morning, to get the news after a 12-hour flight. So it's a tricky communication to make, but that's the most important, is that we want to look after our, I mean, because these guys are family members. I mean, they've given so much of their lives to be in the race. So it's, you know, to make sure we provide their needs, you know, assisting where possible for all the plans that have to be changed. And then second come, obviously, our solving our challenges around logistics and changing plans for, you know, all the bookings and, you know, the fact that there's like these many cities preparing to accommodate 5,000 people in series, Tilbach and Wellington.
Kevin, I also note that the APSA Cape Epic is the culmination of a series of epics, I suppose, around the world. I imagine the outbreak and the pandemic now, as it's called by the World Health Organization, of COVID-19 will have an impact on those other races as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously part of a much bigger group as well that organizes lots of other races, mostly, most importantly, Ironman, and there's over 100 or 150 of those around the world. So, yeah, I mean, it's statement on the NASDAQ that, you know, it's obviously affecting the company massively. The Ironman PE has been cancelled 2 weeks' time already, and that was actually cancelled before the Cape Epic was cancelled. The Eastern Cape Department of Health sent out their advice before we got ours, but yeah, so for sure it's going to be affecting races in our fold and on our company worldwide.
Devastating news, but I think it was the right call to make, Kevin. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Kevin Vermaak, the founder of the Cape Epic, contributing, of course, to that decision was the instructive. It wasn't an instruction. It was a recommendation, it sounded like, from the Western Cape government that it would be ill-advised for the Cape Epic to continue with the event, given the challenges we are facing with COVID-19. I therefore truly expect that sometime, perhaps later this afternoon, we will hear news from the Two Oceans organizers that they too have had no choice but to cancel that event. It just would not make sense that they would go against advice that has been offered to them by the Western Cape government, amongst others. And of course, all the other events are being cancelled. We wait to hear from the organizers of the Two Oceans.